And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 28th of June, 2010. It was on this day in 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria and his wife Sophie were assassinated in Sarajevo in Bosnia, which began a chain of events that led to World War I. Germany, Italy, and Austria-Hungary were in the Triple Alliance. Britain and France were in an alliance. France was allied with Russia. Nations agreeing to provide support to the others if there was an attack. A complex series of alliances that was almost guaranteed to set off a conflict across all of Europe. Franz Ferdinand was the heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and he and his wife Sophie were in an open car in a parade. The route was changed, and his driver took a wrong turn, and a 19-year-old terrorist named Gavrilo Princip was right there and shot them both at close range. Austria-Hungary blamed the attack on Serbia. Serbia was allied with Russia. Germany sided with Austria-Hungary. Germany declared war on France, invaded Belgium. England declared war on Germany, and that's how the war began. The death tolls were staggering. In the Battle of the Somme, close to 60,000 British soldiers died on the very first day. The battle went on for 4 months. More than 1.5 million soldiers died. The Battle of Verdun went on for 10 months. Over 500,000 French, almost 500,000 Germans died. The financial cost, inestimable. World War I is often represented as a pointless war, but historians are now seeing the ways in which the conflict had been building for years. Germany and Great Britain engaged in a naval arms race. Britain nervous about Russian expansion. The Austro-Hungarian Empire weakened by ethnic conflict and rebellion. Here's a poem for today by Thomas Lynch, entitled Himself. He will have been the last of his kind here then. The flagstones, dry stone walls, the slumping thatch, out offices and cow cabins, the patch of haggard he sowed spuds and onions in, all of it a century out of fashion, all giving way to the quiet rising damp of hush and vacancy once he is gone. Those long contemplations at the fire, cats curling at the door, the dogs lame waltzing, the kettle, the candle, and the lamp, all still, all quenched, all darkened, the votives and rosaries and novenas, the Pope and Kennedy and Sacred Heart, the bucket, the basket, the latch and lock, the tractor that took him into town and back for the pension check and messages and pub, the chair, the bedstead, and the chamber pot, everything will amount to nothing much. Everything will slowly disappear. And some grand niece, a sister's daughter's daughter, one blue August in 10 or 15 years, will marry well and will inherit it. The cottage ruins, the brown, abandoned land. They'll come to see it in a hired car, the kindly Liverpudlian she's wed. In concert with a local auctioneer, will post a sign to offer site for sale. The acres that he labored in will merge with a neighbor's growing pasturage, and all the decades of him will begin to blur, easing as the far fields of his holding did, up the hill, over the cliff, into the sea. A poem entitled Himself by Thomas Lynch from Walking Papers, Poems 1999 to 2009, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.